This is a Rediscover the Magic recording with Joe Warwick. Creating routine to feel free. Hi, so today I want to talk about how you can put in some loving routines into your life so that you can be free and really feel loved and secure and giving the most to yourself. A healthy life is based on always starting, checking in with yourself and then going out into the world. And you will hear me say this a lot in different places of ebb and flow, of balance. But what we want to talk about is how this actions into your life daily and what you need to do about it. So understanding when you go to sleep at night, your whole body is healing, repairing, processing information, experiences, your reaction to the daily world, and also trying to deal with the past. And as you are clearing past experiences, everything's going to be coming to the surface, like being in a pond that's been stagnant, all the scum comes to the top. And this is what happens overnight. Your body does a load of clearing, and then when you wake up in the morning, everything's at the surface. So like the fact that you have to get up and go to the toilet and go and wee or, you know, take a poo or whatever, your body's clearing in that way. But your emotions need to be moved by moving your body, getting them energized and clearing the toxins out of your muscles, getting it kind of shaking it off. So it's really important that we create structure at the beginning of the day and at the end of the day to allow your body to do what it needs to do naturally. But most importantly, for you to come back to yourself and really get into your skin, really get into your body. Because when you're off asleep, you're off asleep, you know, you're not really in your body. So we need to really connect you again so that you feel fully energized, fully present, fully aware of your, you know, yourself for the day ahead. So you're putting your best foot forward and having a great attitude for that day. And when you start your day of saying, I matter, I take care of myself, I give myself time to be loved, and I look after my needs, then you're going to be approaching the world in the best possible way of recognizing that you don't have to take care of everybody else. You can love them and you can, you know, care about them. But the responsibility comes to us as adults to take care of ourselves. So we approach other people the same way that we approach ourselves. We want to be balanced and feeling secure. So your exercise is to allow time in an ideal world, building up to having an hour and a half or at least a good hour in the morning that is about you. But the important bits are that you start your day doing your basic breathing exercise, okay, at the beginning and at the end of the day. Okay, so before you go to sleep, doing the basic breathing meditation, doing the one of the meditations to calm down and slow down. So 20 minutes of calming down, slowing down, relaxing before you go to sleep, making sure you don't use any iPhones, you know, any phones, any technology, any iPads, any computers, any TV or videos, or have anything stimulating in your diet like coffee, etc. before you go to sleep. You're looking to calm down, soothe your body like you would have done, or you know, a good mother does to their baby, is to calm and soothe to go to sleep. So you want to do that for yourself. And you want to remove any stimulation to have that routine to just do all your, you know, your toiletry stuff, but also to calm and relax. So you can read, but you could listen to music, calming music though. So in the morning, you want to do get back into your body and start to energize your body. So you want to start with the basic breathing and you want to look to energize your body by doing some stretching. So allowing time to really get into your body and feel your body. And this is part of the exercise, is for you to start knowing your own body. And when it feels comfortable, lighter, free, that's what you want. And to know the difference where parts of you feel stiff and blocked and full of toxin. So when you get up, to do the basic breathing, you can do this exercise alongside the basic breathing. So if you put it on your headphones or have it on your phone, and then start to wiggle your fingers, wiggle your toes. And as you're doing these, is always to do everything in stretches of three, okay, nice and gently, and building intensity with each stretch. So a little bit more, and doing nice big breathing alongside it. So you wiggle your fingers and you wiggle your toes. Then you start with rotating your wrists and rotating your ankles. And then you look to stretch your legs, stretch your arms, rotate your shoulders, looking to stretch your arms out. Think about a dog or a cat, how they really stretch. And start to feel your body in that sensation as you get more and more used to it, how it feels to really stretch out your limbs, stretch out your body, move into the tension so that you release it, not to move away from it. If it's really painful, don't go there, okay? Look to stretch out everything else around it and gently notice over the next weeks or time, you know, you'll start to notice it will get easier. Bits will free up. And you'll gradually find that you can move your body a lot more. If you start your day with this, taking a good, you know, the basic breathing exercise is 10 minutes. So if you took the whole 10 minutes stretching, lovely, awesome, brilliant. If you then practice that throughout the day, you can also, you know, have other goes at stretching things out. If you sat too long or stayed in one position for too long, etc. Look to stretch throughout the day. Look to feel what it's like to be in your body and get used to knowing how it feels. It's individual. So you want it to feel free and easy, spacious and comfortable to be in. So you just got to get used to that. And only you can do that. It's an exploration of your own body. Just like every dancer gets used to knowing their own body. And in any sport, you get used to knowing your own body. You've got to learn to feel comfortable in your body, trusting your own body to know that it's okay and what you can work and how you can free it up. So that comes by gently stretching. Now, if you don't already do a yoga class, I would highly recommend that you seek one so that you can have a really good practice of your body. A gentle one like a hatha yoga would be really good just to start to feel your body more and learn about different stretches, different ways of, you know, holding your body, just so that you get someone else to teach you as well a bit more about getting deeper into your body. You'll be able to then utilize some of those stretches in your morning routine. But if you already do that, again, use some of those stretches. It will help. The main aim of this is to help you to let go of the tension in your body alongside letting go of the emotional tension. Alongside everything is to relax and calm you down and be more spacious, more comfortable, more confident in your body and knowing yourself. So this is your routines in the evening, taking that time to calm down. An hour would be ideal. You know, if you get to do half an hour, brilliant. And in the morning, looking to get back into your body, clear the rubbish that's come up over the night. And really stretch and open up your body. You're freeing up your body with nice stretches and deep breathing and a meditation, and then interlink that with taking time to, you might, you know, have a dog to walk. You could go and take a brisk walk, really good way of starting the morning, or go and swim, or if you feel like you're, you know, up for a bit of exercise, really good way of energizing your body. But you're not being harsh, you're not being forced, you're not overdoing it. You're just gently getting into your body, waking it up lovingly. And that's the key to this, about being loving to your body, not harsh, not forcing, not hurting it, but loving and gentle, and then encouraging it to be more open. And for once your muscles have warmed up, to really open them out and give them a good stretch. Do this alongside making sure you have a really good breakfast. You know, make sure you get fed well. You're creating the time to enjoy your breakfast. You really do need an hour in the morning to get your head adjusted, to be calm, to be relaxed, to get ready. You can do this whether there's people in the house, whether you've got children. There is no reason to do this, because the more time you take and the better you get at being calm in your body, relaxed, everything else about you is, you know, around you is going to be calm. So your household is going to be calmer. Your children will feel more secure around you because you feel more solid, you're more stable. It's just a great way to start the day. So you can have a nice breakfast with them. You can be a lot more relaxed and a lot more enjoyable. I mean, you've got to put in the routine to do this. So make this a habit. Put yourself first at the start of the day. If you start your day rushing around, jumping out of bed, running to here, dashing to that, that's the kind of day you're going to get. Mad and insane, okay? You'll be anxious, you'll be stressed, you can't do anything, you can't focus, everything's a panic. Stop it. It's time to end that and time to start your day in a loving way. You want to look to have a good night's sleep and then start with your best foot forward with the right attitude of I love me, I matter, and now I feel totally confident to step out into the world and have the best day I can. So enjoy getting in touch with your body, exploring yourself, getting to know yourself a bit more in a physical way, and enjoying every day, starting it with a loving attitude for you. So much love to you. Enjoy. Take care. Speak to you soon. Bye.